It is 8:07. It's 25 degrees downtown Charles City with falling temperatures. A perfect day. Right, Kay Winkleman, good morning.
Yes, good morning. It's January 12th. What else do you expect?
Not much, actually, this morning. I'm glad we have phones and internet back, though. I think we got the internet.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, just popped back up.
So I guess it's going to be a good morning after all. Kay Winkleman, do the honors. Who do you have standing right next to you?
It is Charles City Community School District. What good things are happening? And this morning we have Marcia DeVore. She is the principal of Lincoln Elementary and Nanette Smith, principal of Washington. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
So glad
to be here.
Yeah, it's awesome. Big news coming up. So talk about this, because I don't know anything about it.
So earlier this fall, we Dr. Lundquist shared with the board that we were looking at moving second grade from Washington, where it is currently housed, to Lincoln Elementary. And we've put together a task force, a staff task force, to dig into this process a little bit more, and have been updating the board throughout the fall on where we're at with that. And we're at the process now to kind of really, now that we've got some of our internal things figured out, we want to be sharing what we're looking at with the community. And so today we're here to talk with you about why we think moving second grade from Washington to Lincoln is really going to be a good move for our district.
So why? The big question.
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking at really three things. We, having looked at the data, think that this is going to bring more equity for our students. It's going to bring more efficiency to our operations. And when you are more equitable and more efficient, we think you're going to be more effective for your students. And we're looking at all of our elementary students, preschool through fourth grade, when we're talking about that.
Okay. Nanette, how are you preparing not only your students, but your staff for this move?
Like Marcia said, we have had a task force that has been meeting regularly that includes students, or teachers, I'm sorry, from Washington Elementary and then also from Lincoln. Those teachers have a lot of perspective and how things will need to be, for, not only for them, but for our students too, and how we can make that transition really, really smooth. So just looking at numbers, looking at space, all of those things.
Okay. What about the challenges of this?
Well, you know, we started thinking about, you know, in some of our whys, we wanted to think about that physical space that that Nanette talked about. And we knew that, you know, Washington is larger than Lincoln. But when we look at, like, the total available elementary space, Washington has about 53% of it, and Lincoln has about 47%. We looked at some of our trendline enrollment data over the last 7 years, and Lincoln has typically been housing about 34% of our elementary students, and Washington's had about 66%. So a kind of a big discrepancy in, you know, the available space versus numbers. So with this realignment, we're going to have about 50% of our students at each place. Now, in terms of challenges that we'll experience with the physical space, there is a two-story section of Lincoln that we will have to make sure that we have stairlift access to. That's something we have to do anyway, because we want to make sure that all students can access it. But it'll be very important that we update that and get that taken care of. We are going to need probably additional lockers, or probably about 50 additional lockers, to make sure that we're taking care of those things. And then we're gonna have to outfit probably about 4 or 5 classrooms with some AV equipment, because it will be used for whole group instruction versus some small group instruction as it's currently being used. We can take care of those things with one-time expenses. And so we can use some categorical money from our physical plant and equipment levy fund in order to take care of those. And we think that those challenges are far outweighed by some of the benefits that we're going to experience in terms of equity and efficiency.
Okay. Nanette, talk about, so this is going to be a big deal for these kiddos. How are you and your staff preparing the kids to know that this is going to happen?
Sure, and that's something that the task force has actually talked about as well. And again, we have all the confidence in the world of our teachers. We have great teachers at Washington and at Lincoln. They know their students. They have great relationships. They think about every little detail that maybe Marcia and I don't even think about too. So just really planning conversations, not only with the kids, but I mean the families too. The families are a big component of this. They need to be well-informed and understand why this move is taking place, what it's going to help us, you know, how it's going to help us be more efficient. So I think just relying on our teachers and just really a lot of transparency, communication with our families and informing them of every step that we're taking. Yeah. So,
you know, kids make the transition from Washington to Lincoln already.
Sure.
So we have a really good process in place for making that move from second grade to third grade. It just means that for this upcoming year, we're going to do it with two grade levels
right. Instead
of one. And we think that that'll be really... it involves things like, you know, our teachers coming and visiting the other students, making sure they get over and have tours, making sure that our families have access to things. And we know that this is going to be something that families will probably have questions about. So we're going to have some informational meetings and some opportunities for parents to ask questions as well, including one this upcoming Thursday, so a week from today, on February 19th. That's going to be at Lincoln Elementary at 5:30 in the evening.
Okay. You know, when my daughter transitioned from Washington to Lincoln, it was seamless, and she was excited because she just felt like she was so much bigger.
She's a big kid.
Big kid.
Absolutely. You know, there are those transitions are important to kids. They get to have some experiences, and we want to continue to make sure that our families have access to leadership. I think that's one of the big equity components that we're looking at. When you've got a discrepancy of 370 students to 200 students, it's a lot harder for access to leadership.
Yeah, that's the one thing that we wanted to, you know, point out as well. Just looking at the enrollment, obviously those numbers, but it'll give not only kids but families more availability to the principal. You know, IEP meetings or solutions meetings or support meetings that we might hold for kids, especially at those younger grade levels, they're just learning how to do school and how to be there. And so they require quite a bit of support. So that just frees up the administrator to be able to do that, really, and leaving us time to collaborate with our grade level teams to work around, you know, instruction and curriculum and culture, you know, as well, too, just so that we can, you know, still stay focused on that student achievement. That's our goal. Also, our counselors, it's going to really balance that ratio with our school counselors and our kids. And like I said, those little kids, you know, that are just now learning how to start to be at school, take quite a bit of support. So that's really going to be a positive, I think, for Washington staff, too.
All right. So again, that meeting is...
So we're really kind of kicking off an informational push with you guys this morning. So that meeting is Thursday, February 19th at 5:30 at Lincoln. Nanette and I are always available for questions. So we're talking with you guys today. We are pushing information out to our families here this weekend. We are also having conversations with the press, Charles City Press as well. So really trying to get that information out so that as parents have questions, we can answer them and be really transparent.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you.
You bet. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we're glad to be here.
Always a pleasure. It is 8:16. We have your North Iowa weather next on KCHA.